going under to clean that room out right now. Huh? Hello?
Bank of Cardiff, Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Yeah, Jeremiah, I have a reservation number.
Yeah, what is that?
2411-0401-0011-4883.
And may I ask who I'm speaking with?
Patricia Palola.
Patricia Palola. Okay, Patricia. Give me 1 second. Let me pull up your account here. And
I don't have an account. This is just something I received in the mail.
Oh, okay. Well, let me see what we sent you. That should tell me right there. Let's see. Is this 916 number a good number to call you back on just in case we get disconnected?
Yes.
All right, perfect. All right, so I have here that it was under Indian Motorcycles.
Exactly. Motorcycles, Citrus Heights.
Citrus Heights, okay. And is that your business?
Yes, my husband and my business.
Okay, so you guys are 50-50?
No. He owns a lot more of a percentage of it.
Okay, okay. All right, here, let me see. 2-5. All right, Patricia, why don't you tell me a little bit what you're looking for, and
I just want to know how it all works. I mean, I've gotten about 6 of these in the mail, and I've called a few off them, and it's like the interest rates are totally out of control. I'm just kind of curious where you guys are at, so how it all works.
Yeah, well, what are you guys looking for? Are you looking for equipment or capital?
We're looking for both. We're looking to get equipment and for capital.
Okay. What type of equipment are you guys looking to get?
Just like, you know, for the service department, for lifts and stuff for the service department, and a new tire machine and stuff like that.
Okay. Lifts, tire machine. What's the ballpark for equipment?
Oh, God. Probably. Well, don't you guys just ask how much you want to borrow?
Well, it depends. I mean, so the reason why I'm asking is because with equipment, we got some really good programs that we could put you on, which our rates for equipment start with mid-single digits. So, and their monthly payments, it's a collateralized loan, so we can get you in a really good program for equipment.
No, it would be capital and equipment.
Okay. Yeah, so, and for a capital, what's the ballpark you're looking for as far as a ballpark figure?
Probably about $100,000.
Okay. And what are you guys going to use that for?
Equipment and for capital.
Okay. So you're going to use the $100K to buy some equipment.
Some equipment, and the rest will be capital to run our business.
It's a cash flow. Okay. Got it. And how long you guys been in business for?
17 years.
Oh, wow. Awesome. And what's the, I know you said you and your husband has a little more on paper. Do you know what the breakdown is on paper?
Probably 70-30.
Okay. Just trying to get an idea here. Now, what did you guys do in sales last year?
Everybody's trying to recover from the economy.
That's
big time. Most of the stores in this street went out of business. Mm-hmm. I think we only did 1.4 last year.
Okay. And then this year, what are you guys trending?
I'm not sure because my accountant, she's the one that lets me know what's going on, and she hasn't been in a month, so.
Okay. Now, how would you rate your guys' personal credit, just so I can kind of get an idea
personal
where you
credit?
Guys are? Yeah.
Outstanding credit.
Okay, outstanding credit. Have you gone to, like, your local bank to see if
just checking this out because I got, like, 6 of them all at one time, and I thought, why all of a sudden are we getting bombarded with these loans from all these banks? So just out of curiosity, I want to eliminate them as I go.
Sure. Well, the reason why we The reason why we sent you an offer is because it was based on some financing you guys had done with GE Commercial Distribution Financing. Does that ring a bell?
GE was my, they were my provider for motorcycle sales.
Okay. So that's why. We look at your DMB credit profile, and that's what we found. So we kind of chose you to work with. We're a private business bank. We don't work with, like, regular consumers. We only work with business owners. And we looked at your payment history with them, your history with them in general, and we feel like we would love to try to earn your business. Now,
I'm sure you found that I was really very good at paying my bills.
Yes, exactly, and that's why we've been sending you these flyers there and invitations to check us out. So, I mean, we do want to earn your business. Now, the equipment, keep in mind, we can get you a great rate. But working capital, it'll probably be a little bit more expensive than what you're typically used to. But the reason why is because it's unsecured. Okay, so I'm not sure what you've heard around already. But with us, if we give you money, it's basically kind of based off your sales. Is how you're looking at it. So,
okay,
with
but
you,
do you have any kind of an idea what interest rates you're talking about?
Typically, most of my first-time customers, the rates start anywhere between 10 cents on the dollar and kind of go up from there. But it really just depends on what you look like on paper, how your business looks, how long you take the money out for. Did you have an idea of how long you wanted to borrow the money for?
Yeah, you know something? I'm not going to waste your time, guys, because like I said, I would never pay. I could go to my bank and get a much better interest rate because you say it starts at 10%.
Yes, 10 cents on the dollar. We don't have an APR. We have what's called a fixed payback. So whatever you borrow.
No, I could even probably go because I own homes. I could just go borrow against my homes and get a lot less. You know, I was just doing it out of curiosity to tell you the God's honest truth because
yeah.
I got six of these within 3 days and I'm thinking, why all of a sudden is everybody trying to give me money? So just for the hell of it, I said, I'm going to call. And actually, it has been a friggin' joke. One guy was 33%. I said, are you out of your goddamn mind? 33%? It's like you'd have to be an idiot to do that.
What?
And then,
I understand. But you gotta also keep in mind, too. So when you go to a bank, what, they're going to take, what, 2-3 months to get you an answer, right?
No, request a lot
of paperwork.
I could get an equity line and have it within 2 weeks.
An equity line, and you're putting your house up for collateral. See, with these loans.
But I've got a bunch of houses, so I'm not worried about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't. Doesn't even sound like you need to borrow any money.
Well, no. I actually do want to have a little bit of capital sitting in my bank for my business, but because you've got homes doesn't mean you don't need to have capital sitting in your bank.
That's true. True.
But Keith, I appreciate all your help. Thank you very much.
Sure. No problem.
Bye-bye.